This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. If you are just joining us now for the third hour, let me just recap where we are. There was this BuzzFeed article that came out yesterday that CNN reported on, the Huffington Post, the Washington Post, which basically, let me just give you the short version, that Donald Trump went to Moscow. He paid Russian hookers to give him a golden shower, to literally urinate on him, on a bed that had formerly been slept in by Barack Obama and his wife. And CNN reported this. Okay, of course, they denied it. So Trump gives a press conference today in which he calls out CNN and says, "You're fake news. You're fake news." Now, the CNN, the press conference was called for reasons not having to do with this fake news story, but of course the media brought it up. It was Trump wanted to make an announcement, excuse me, that he was going to divest himself from his businesses, put his businesses in a trust, or have his, you know, even though he doesn't have to do it, he doesn't have to do anything. It's not against the law for him to do what he's doing, to run a business and be the president. But he says, you know, he's gonna do that. That was the reason why he had the press conference. But of course, the media thought differently. In addition to that, we also have, of course, Barack Obama's farewell address last night. I was forced to watch it. I actually was thinking to myself, am I gonna really watch this? As it was coming on, and I thought, man, I have to. And the reason why I have to watch it is for you, my listener. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't be watching it. But I had to. And Barack Obama was, of course, his usual self, where he, you know, didn't take any responsibility for anything and just blamed everybody for everything, and talked about how wonderful he was, which I knew he was going to do that. And then you've also got these hearings going on with Tyrannosaurus Rex Tillerson. And Jeff Sessions, today was confronted by Cory Booker, who, of course, is his first volley for running for president in 2020. But if today's press conference is any indication of the next 8 years, and I say 8 years because I fully expect that it will be 8 years, then we're in for a treat, people. We are in for a treat. Okay, now, what's the logical conclusion of this whole thing? You know, the fact that we've now heard this media narrative, this drumbeat of, well, she won the popular vote. And, you know, the Russians meddled in this election. Right? It's to delegitimize Donald Trump before he even becomes president. That's what this is all about. Now, what's the logical conclusion? I'll tell you what the logical conclusion is. It's this. Now, today, there is an article in The Hill by a guy by the name of Chris Edelson. He writes an op-ed piece. The title of the piece is Remedy for Russian Meddling Should Be New Election. You knew this was coming. So, let me just read this piece. It sounds like a story lifted from the pages of a spy novel. U.S. intelligence officials have concluded that Russian dictator Vladimir Putin led a cyber espionage scheme designed to help Donald Trump win the presidential election. What's even worse is that Putin's plan worked, and Trump now seems to be siding with Russia against U.S. intelligence agencies. It's hard to know how to respond to this because it is unprecedented. But it is essential to take whatever action is necessary to make this right, as difficult, complicated, and even uncomfortable as that may be. The hard reality is that the presidential election we just held was delegitimized by foreign interference. Bam! See? This is not some conspiracy theory or fervent fantasy. It is a conclusion that flows directly from the unanonymous assessment of the U.S. intelligence community. It would be an enormous mistake to ignore this, as Trump has suggested we should. In fact, if we can confirm the intelligence report's conclusion, which of course we can't, that Putin interfered with the goal of electing Trump, there must be a new election in the United States. Bam! That's exactly where this is going, and I knew it. This is all about delegitimizing. Again, you take this coupled with, well, you know, she won the popular vote. You know, she won the popular vote. So, he says in this article, it can be done, i.e. having a new election. It can be done, and indeed must be done, in order to uphold the fundamental democratic principle of free and fair elections, a principle undermined by the Russian efforts. How would this take place? The first step should be to conduct further investigations aimed at determining whether the intelligence agency's conclusions are correct. Of course, we don't know if it is, because none of the intelligence agencies have said that it is absolutely true. They're just throwing the stuff out. By the way, this is what the CIA does. This is the stated goal of the CIA, to disseminate disinformation. That's what they do. They do that for a living, and they're good at it. But now they're doing it to us. They're doing it to us. And I'm sorry, but you know what? This is where I call fake. I'm calling you out. Yeah, I'm calling you out, intelligence community. Because clearly, it's those members of the intelligence community that the higher ups, the political appointees, clearly are doing it. I'm not talking about the rank and file, people out in the field. I'm talking about the people that are at the highest levels. They're all political appointees. They're all a bunch of hacks. Okay? They all come from our nation's colleges and universities. You know, I mean, if you're going to get your PhD in public policy at Harvard, where do you think you're going to end up? You're going to end up in government somewhere. You're going to be recruited out of the PhD program to work for, oh yeah, the CIA. So all these people are hacks. They are. So the logical conclusion is, of course, we have to have a new election. We got to have a new election. Because, you know, she won the popular vote. And the Russians clearly meddled in the election. And we have to have free and fair elections. And that's the only way to do it. We got to redo this deal. We'll be right back.
You mean my heart. beginning to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Look, if I can do anything on the show, it's to connect the dots for you. Okay? To what's going on. To make it simpler. Because this is done purposely to mess with you. Okay? It's a Jedi mind trick. And of course, the logical conclusion to all this is to say that the election is illegitimate. Now, this I want to go back to this this piece from The Hill, where this writer talks about, you know, the only thing we can do is we got to have another election, man. So he says, how would this take place? The first step should be to conduct further investigations aimed at determining whether the intelligence agency's conclusions are correct. It is dangerous for Trump to suggest without a shred of evidence that the intelligence report is wrong. Well, it's just as dangerous to suggest without a shred of evidence that the intelligence report is right. So he goes on to write, but it would also be a mistake to accept the intelligence report without first asking questions and getting more information. Now, last week, the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, chaired by Senator John McCain, began holding hearings about Russian interference in the election. This is the same John McCain that gave this bogus 4chan news story about Donald Trump being pissed on by hookers in Moscow. I mean, just as I say it, as it rolls off my tongue, you laugh because it's so ridiculous, but yet the media is reporting this as if it is true, and now it's been completely debunked, but they're still, you know, saying, well, you know, it's the allegations, you know, it's out there. So he writes, the McCain hearings are a good start, but more action is needed, including, most importantly, the establishment of an independent, nonpartisan body along the lines of the 9/11 commission. So we should have a 9/11 commission. We should have hearings and then have a new election. If such a commission confirmed the intelligence conclusion while also exploring other questions, it would then seek to determine whether Russian interference affected the election outcome and gave Trump a victory. Trump is desperately insisting that his election was legitimate. You see, what he's trying to say here is that it was illegitimate, including by making misleading statements about the intelligence report's conclusion. After receiving a briefing last week, Trump tweeted that intelligence stated very strongly there was absolutely no evidence that hacking affected the election results. Voting machines were not touched. The writer goes on to write, this is dangerously deceptive. U.S. intelligence concluded that Russian actions did not affect vote counting, but that wasn't the point. Russia's goal was that was what the intelligence report described as influence efforts. See, everybody, by the way, everybody says that, well, you know, it didn't affect the voting, but that's not the point. Well, what's the point then? This included the use of propaganda to praise Trump and denigrate Hillary Clinton. And most insidiously, disseminating stolen data obtained through Russian cyber espionage. Again, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange has said repeatedly, that there was no state actor involved and this didn't come from Russia. But that doesn't matter to this idiot writing this piece. So for some reason he's saying that we shouldn't have listened to this data. Trump himself certainly believed the information spread by WikiLeaks was helpful to his election chances. He talked about it incessantly on the campaign trail. In the last month of the election alone, Trump mentioned WikiLeaks 164 times. In an election decided by fewer than 100,000 votes in three states, it's quite likely that Russia's efforts did make a difference. Exclusive news coverage often focused on WikiLeaks, which at the very least made it harder for Clinton to advance her own message, and at worst created confusion for voters and journalists who incorrectly thought the WikiLeaks stories connected to an FBI investigation of Clinton's email server. Julian Assange timed the release of information to inflict maximum potential damage on Clinton. It's not the job of the U.S. intelligence agencies to determine whether Russian hacking affected the U.S. election results, and the intelligence report released last week did not resolve this. Yeah, exactly. But an independent commission can and must answer this question. It was determined that Russian efforts did indeed put Trump over the top in an incredibly close election. The next step would be to pass a constitutional amendment requiring a one-time special election to be held as soon as possible. Got it? This would be far from easy, but it is possible with the support of a two-thirds majority in each chamber of Congress, followed with ratification by three-fourths of state legislatures. All of this is unlikely. Yeah, right. Especially in light of the disappointing reality that most Republicans in Congress seem to be willing to let Russian election sabotage slide. But it's worth trying, as the alternative would be to accept the results of an election tainted by foreign interference. The choice should be clear. Let's see if elected officials are courageous enough and patriotic enough to take whatever action is needed to set this right. Chris Edelson is an assistant professor of government in American University School of Public Affairs. Okay. So this guy thinks that we need to have a whole new election. Whole new election. And you see, so now it's been actually said out loud by this op-ed piece in the Hill. And by the way, the people that read the Hill, nobody reads the Hill except for like the inside the Washington Beltway people. They read the Hill. Nobody else reads the Hill. Of course, again, I'm forced to because I have to for show prep. But here's the thing. This is only a coordinated campaign to delegitimize this president before he even gets into office. Like when I heard this stuff last night, I was like, oh yeah, the Russians were trying to blackmail Trump and they had information and you had all these the reports of Trump surrogates going out to Moscow to try to make a deal with the Russians. Like all this is like, you know, was reported last night. Now we come to find this is a completely bogus story. None of it's true. It was put out by 4chan. Just, they're out there just trolling. I mean, is the CIA that stupid? Are the intelligence communities that stupid? They're being trolled by 4chan and Reddit now? Is that what's going on? Is it because they're just a bunch of old fogies and they don't understand like the internet and how it works? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Come on. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. Okay, so, Tyrannosaurus Rex is up because they're running it's confirmation hearings today. So Representative Cardin, big Democrat, had the floor. And confronted Rex Tillerson and actually cited the BuzzFeed story. See, this is how insidious this fake news is, where these people, because they're really, really a bunch of stupid people, just like Donald Trump said. So he invoked this BuzzFeed report that's completely bogus and fake at Tillerson's hearing. Listen, I want you to listen to this.
...of the road. Moscow directs efforts to undermine democracy through propaganda, false news, cyber attacks, and funding for populist political parties abroad. So perhaps it should come as no surprise that these nefarious activities have reached our shores, but it's stunning nonetheless. Last week, the intelligence community found that Mr. Putin did indeed direct efforts to interfere in our elections. That's their conclusion. They found that the Kremlin attacked Hillary Clinton and directed resources to that end. I'm not saying that Russia's efforts were decisive in our election outcome. That's not the point. The point is that we, the United States, were victims of cyber attack of our democratic process.
So what? So what? It happens every day.
Recent news accounts indicate Russia may well have information about Mr. Trump, and they could use that to compromise our president.
By the way, we know the information already. So how are they going to use it to compromise him when it's out there, you idiot?
See, it cannot be business as usual. That is why I was proud to introduce a bipartisan bill yesterday with Senator McCain and several members of this committee, including Senator Menendez, Shaheen, Rubio, and Portman.
All the usual suspects.
With Senator Graham, Klobuchar, Sasse, and Durbin, which will impose enhanced sanctions on Russia for its interference in our election and its ongoing aggression in Ukraine and Syria. We need to stand up to this bully in Moscow and increase the cost for his behavior.
So, everyone he mentioned, every single one he mentioned, every person he mentions, they're all never Trumpers. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. So I'm supposed to, you know, be swayed by Ben Cardin. But by the way, this is a bipartisan effort to take down Trump and his appointments. Because here's Marco Rubio. Listen how he what he says to Tillerson. By the way, I love Ben Tillerson. He's like such a boss. Again, all these alpha males being confronted by the little beta males biting at their ankles. Listen. Okay, here's Marco Rubio. I want you to listen to this.
Let me ask you this question. Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Well, let me describe the situation in a lot.
So is Vladimir Putin a war criminal? Isn't he a war criminal?
Oh, and perhaps that will help you reach that conclusion. In Aleppo, Mr. Putin has directed his military to conduct a devastating campaign. He's targeted schools, markets, not just assisted the Syrians in doing it. His military has targeted schools and markets and other civilian infrastructure. It's resulted in the death of thousands of civilians. This is not the first time Mr. Putin is involved in campaigns of this kind. Back when he was just appointed prime minister before he was elected, and I'm sure you're aware of that period of time.
Oh, this is so tiresome. He's talking about Syria. Because, you know, all these guys, they want to go to war. They want war. It's all about war. These neocons, they want war. And they're all joined together in their belief that they want to go to war. So he's talking about, by the way, Syria. He's talking about overthrowing the government of Syria. That's what we're supposed to be doing? That's what we're in the business of doing now? Interfering? By the way, interfering in a duly elected government. That's what Syria is. Whether you like them or not. Whether you like them or not, he was elected. Okay? Now listen.
There was a series of bombings, and they blamed it on the Chechens. And Mr. Putin personally said that he would punish them, and so he ordered the Air Force to bomb the Chechen capital of Grozny. They used Scud missiles to hit hospitals, the city's main outdoor market, packed with shoppers. 137 people died instantly.
By the way, the Chechens are, by and large, they are Islamic fundamentalists. But, you know, he neglects to tell us that.
They use thermobaric and fuel-air explosive bombs. These are the bombs that ignite, and they burn the air breathed in by people who are hiding in basements. They use cluster munitions. He used battlefield weapons against civilians. And when it was all said and done, an estimated 300,000 civilians were killed, and the city was completely destroyed. By the way, there's a credible body of reporting, open source and other, that this was all those bombings were part of a black flag operation on the part of the FSB. And if you want to know the motivation, here's what it is. Putin's approval ratings before the attacks against the Chechens was at 31%. By mid-August of that year, it was at 78% in just 3 months. So based on all this information and what's publicly in the record about what's happened in Aleppo and the Russian military, you are still not prepared to say that Vladimir Putin and his military have violated the rules of war and have conducted war crimes in Aleppo.
Now, those are very, very serious charges to make, and I would want to have much more information before reaching a conclusion. I understand there is a body of record in the public domain. I'm sure there's a body of record in the classified domain. And I think in order to deal with a serious question like this,
Tillerson, what's happened in Aleppo is in the public domain. The videos and the pictures are there.
Fully informed before advising the president.
Well, I encourage you. There is so much evidence. There is so much information out there about what's happened in Aleppo. Leaving the Chechen issue aside, but
yeah, and it's all fake.
And there is clearly documented as well.
It's clearly documented. Really. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and now Marco Rubio.
information out there. It should not be hard to say that Vladimir Putin's military has conducted war crimes in Aleppo, because it is never acceptable, you would agree, for a military to specifically target civilians, which is what's happened there through the Russian military. And, you know, I find it discouraging, your inability to cite that, which I think is globally accepted. I want to, in my last minute and a half here, move really quickly to an additional question. In fact, I want to enter two things into the record, Mr. Chairman.
So it went on and on like that. Why don't you call Putin a war criminal? Why? Are you kidding me? I mean, I know that on my show I've gone over this ad nauseum. So we're supposed to conduct a campaign to overthrow another government? That's what we're doing now? And it's little Marco. It's going to lead the charge along with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Why are they calling for war? Why are they calling for war against Russia? Why are they beating the drums for war? That's what you have to ask yourself. Why do they want to go to war, and why do they want to destabilize the Middle East? Why? Is it because they feel what? They're not going to go to war. No. They're going to send other people to do their evil bidding. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run, miss? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, the reviews are in, and the media agrees. Obama hit it out of the park in his farewell speech last night. Here's just a sampling of the drooling press. And you knew that this was going to happen. But what's interesting is that, you know, with the press conference today that Donald Trump gave, he basically, like he always does, sucked all the oxygen in the room up, and nobody's talking about Barack Obama today. Yes, this morning they did, but and last night, but it's all been forgotten. Listen.
America will forever be indebted to him for the character that he showed, and for the class that he showed, and the dignity that he showed beyond reproach. And he's been scandal-free, frankly, in the White House. We haven't had that for a while.
He ran that song of hope that brought him to the White House, part campaign speech, part State of the Union, sermon on democracy, a song of gratitude and hope.
It was everything. It was the 2004 keynote address. It was the race speech in Philadelphia, all of it combined. And I don't think that anyone could have done a better farewell address.
What we owe this man and his family for bringing that example to all of our children and our nation.
Oh, this room was electric. It still is electric. People are on their feet. Some people are crying. Many of them are cheering. The crowd here hanging on his every single word.
There just aren't a whole lot of cultural events that pull us together. For a lot of Americans, last night was one of those.
Whatever friends of yours indicated that they told their kids to sit down and watch this with them. That's good parenting. That was a spectacular moment last night. And the speech was, I thought, spectacular.
We are not going to be hearing a speech like this from a sitting president for the next four or eight years.
Let's be honest. I mean, he is an orator. That's just who he is. And that's why he can hit it out of the park like this.
Well, this is the kind of speech that got him elected.
the President of the United States.
It's going to be a while. You know, who knows how long before we can hear a speech like this.
This is a rock and roll concert, a political rally. The energy level is high, and the amount of love in this city for the President is just sky high.
Well, he stayed not only in office, but now is leaving office with an incredibly positive approval rating and is the most respected man in America.
He's very eloquent. You cannot take that away from him. He's one of the most eloquent presidents we've had for a long, long time.
He'll go down in history as both a consequential and excellent president, viewed from the very beginning of the country until now. I think his economic record alone, in terms of saving us from the Great Depression, if that's the only thing you knew about him, even if he hadn't been the first African-American president doing it, that alone will put him in the top 10 presidents in U.S. history.
Top 10 presidents in U.S. history, people. Top 10 presidents in U.S. history. here is ABC News. Losing it. Listen.
Closing on that song of hope that brought him to the White House, President Obama delivers his last formal address as president, putting his distinctive stamp on an American tradition. His farewell address, unlike any other we've ever seen before, a hybrid, really. Part campaign speech, part State of the Union, sermon on democracy, a song of gratitude and hope. Hearing Bruce Springsteen in the background and John Carl. This speech so distinctly Obama, in some ways a bookend to that first speech he gave at the convention, Democratic convention, that introduced him to so many back in 2004, where he talked about the values that bind us together. This one included a strong warning of the forces that drive us apart.
Yeah, in the end you heard Obama the optimist, Obama of hope and change, the Obama of 2004 and 2008. But through much of the speech you heard Obama the realist. He told you last week, George, that this one sentence historians will say about him, or he hopes, is he believed deeply in American democracy.
Oh, this room was electric. It still is electric. People are on their feet.
Oh, they were having an Obamagasm. and of course, not to be outdone, here's Morning Joe.
Really, with an event that was not just a political event, it was every bit as much of a cultural event, I think, as the president's victory speech in Grant Park 8 years ago. It was extraordinary. It was the sort of thing I know a lot of my friends not only sat and watched last night, but they told their children, come on, let's sit down and watch this. It just was a night unlike...
People talked about it all day.
Unlike there just aren't a whole lot of cultural events that pull us together. For a lot of Americans, last night was one of those nights.
It was. It's beautiful. We showed you just a clip.
People talked about it all day. No, they didn't. You talked about it. You guys talked about it. Nobody else talked about it. In fact, nobody even cares about it anymore. It's amazing. Nobody cares. You're done. You're done, Barack Obama. Go away. But he's not going to. He's going to continue to make a fool out of himself. And, you know, I would play you parts of the speech, but it's just... listening to the reactions of the media is far better than the actual speech, because the speech was just, you know, the same thing that you expect from Obama. He talked about, we're racist and we've come a long way, but we've got ways to go, and talked about, of course, how great he is and how great the economy is. And we all know that that's not true. But all I can say is that, what is it? We got, 9 days now? 9 days until the inauguration. 9 days until more press conferences like we had today. 9 days of more greatness for America. 9 more days till we can get rid of Mr. Obama and his family. And I, for one, am going to be very happy to see. By the way, I don't know if you saw last night. There was one scene where Obama grabs a baby from the audience, and it was an aerial shot, and it was showing Obama's head and this little baby. I swear to God, it looked like the devil incarnate had just taken a baby. It looked like something out of a horror movie. It looked like Rosemary's Baby, right? You know the scene in Rosemary's Baby? Where the devil, like, you know, all the devil worshippers grab Rosemary's baby. Baby's got horns. So this reminded me of. It was chilling. I just want to leave you with this. I've said this many times on my show. Do your homework. You don't have to believe me. In fact, don't believe me. But just do your homework and sift through all this stuff. And I know it's hard to do, but we have to. Because you can't take everything you hear from the media and view it as being truthful, because it's not. All right, we're out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.